Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, welcome back to the program. My guest today is Sandra Gutierrez. Her new book, Latinísimo, South American Cuisine. And it's organized differently than any other cookbook you've ever seen, by ingredients. And I thought I'd pick a couple. I was going to say chilies, but I think there's more people in America know about chilies than some of the other things. Talk about plantains. You and I both know, especially me living in Miami, the different ways my Cuban friends could do plantains and what you can get with plantains. Talk about that ingredient as one of your featured items.
Plantains are fascinating. First of all, they come from Africa, and people don't realize that because in every Latin country, plantains are part of what we call our trinity, which are beans, rice, and plantains. They're everywhere in every culture where the indigenous people have been, but they were actually brought over by the enslaved people in the Africas, and they are the ones that made it really famous in all of the continent over here. The fascinating thing about plantains to me is that when they're very, very green, you treat them like a starchy vegetable. So you can boil them and make mashed plantains similar to mashed potatoes, for instance. But the riper they get, the sweeter they get. And at the end of the process, when they're really, really yellow and brown, they are treated as a fruit. So it's one of those ingredients that is very, very versatile. So in the book, I included a recipe from the Dominican Republic, which is for those of you who love lasagna. Remember that tiny leap of faith I told you about? It is a lasagna of sorts made with plantains instead of lasagna noodles. I also included a delicious recipe for plantain empanadas, where the dough is made out of green plantain mashed together and then stuffed with cheese. And those are common in Panama. They're common in some of the Caribbean area of Latin America. And you can serve them with a little bit of a salsa or fresh sauce on top. But then at the end, I included a recipe for these plátanos en gloria, which are baked plantains that are baked with rum and orange and cinnamon. And then you serve them with a little bit of vanilla ice cream. And let me tell you, move over, Banana Foster. It is absolutely delicious and so, so simple to make. And finally, there's a recipe there that is fascinating to people to try. It's a mole from Guatemala, a plantain mole. It's made with chocolate and a lot of chile. It's a spicy mole. It's sweet, and it's dessert made with very sweet plantains. And it's very, very interesting and very delicious.
Well, I know you're busy, but can we do one more? Talk about achiote, something that I would have guessed that most American kitchens have little or no knowledge about.
And yet most Americans have had achiote since they were little, because all those people that you mentioned eating macaroni and cheese, if you've had macaroni and cheese that's orange, you've had achiote. You've had annatto. That's the coloring, the food coloring that goes into making cheddar cheese, which is really white, into an orange cheese, or that gives its color to butter sometimes and margarine. So you've all been having annatto and just didn't know it. Achiote is a little seed that comes from a plant in the Caribbean. It is from the Bija Orellana plant. It is a wonderful, wonderful spice. The Spaniards were in love with it the moment they saw it, because they were used to eating their rices and a lot of their food colored orange or yellow with saffron. And saffron was tremendously expensive. And so once they found the achiote seeds, once they're ground and sometimes steeped in oil, make this rich, rich, vibrantly ochre, orangey, the color of sunset is what I call it, and that you can add to food. So if you've ever had cochinita pibil, you've had achiote. If you've ever had a yellow rice from Cuba, you've had achiote. But almost every country has it, and every country calls it by different names. So what I did in the Spanish book is that I added a glossary at the end for people to find the way they say different ingredients in their own countries. Because like I said at the beginning, we all speak Spanish, but we all speak different Spanish.
Yeah. Wow. It had to be so fun. I think this, it's a good thing you had enough time to put this together. And I think you touched on it. Maybe COVID and the lockdown and stuff were a blessing in disguise to get it, to put it together. And, you know, we don't have dinner plans tonight, and I'm going to the grocery store when I leave here. So I'll have to build a list. I haven't decided. Every time I think I've decided, I flip the page and find something new and different.
The weekend has 2 days. You can make three different meals each day.
Well, and that's why my wife is even more guilty than me. But if you're going to take the time to fix something, make it big enough so we have leftovers for a few days.
That's right. And they're easy enough that you can make all of those 9 meals easily.
Yeah. One final question about the book. And folks, if you just joined us, we're talking about Latinissimo, home recipes from 21 countries of Latin America. Who got to pick the cover, and why did you go with two beautiful ears of South American maize?
We actually, my editor, my photographer, my agent, and myself picked the cover. That is usually the hardest thing to pick for a book. But the reason that I really was wanting corn to be on the cover is that it's the one ingredient that ties all of the Americas together. It's native to the Americas, and it still feeds the world today. And so, in a way, again, talking about threads, I thought that when it came to the ingredients, it was the corn that was the thread, the backbone of Latin America that could be represented on the cover. And I think we're happy with it. The corn chapter is the longest. It's the only one that's divided into different parts. So we have tortillas and arepas and different kinds of ways to eat corn and cook it throughout the Americas, because we don't all make it in the same way. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun to actually think of, because all of the photos, my photographer, Kevin Miyazaki, did such an amazing job that it was hard to pick. It was actually very difficult to pick.
I can only imagine. Okay. We're going to give away – they said I could give away a digital copy, but before we do that – you got to answer the question, what's next, after you take a break, after you get done book publishing and running around and promoting the book, and you take a long time off. What do you got? What's coming up next?
I have many ideas for more books. I can never stop writing about food, especially Latin American food. I don't think I've even touched on the tip of the iceberg. It's going to require many, many authors to follow and to do more on this. And so I know I have a lot of material after all those 9,000 recipes are still in the box to write more on Latin America. I don't know what the exact theme will be, but there's definitely another book there in my heart.
Oh, that's good. And it brings up, okay, that was not the final question. This one is, have you ever, like my brother and I, toyed with the idea of a restaurant?
You know, no. I am the Barry Manilow of recipes. I say I write the recipes for the chefs to make the recipes.
that's a perfect way to look at it. And I'll tell you, you and I both know, as much as we like to eat and cook, working in the kitchen in a restaurant is not the easiest thing to do. And you need to be young and put up with heat and being on your feet and eating over a garbage can. I mean, you know, it's
Exactly. My respect to every chef in every kitchen that does this every day. I personally, my body isn't built for it.
Amen. I'm with you. Folks, if you want a copy of Latinissimo, it's going to be a digital copy. Max is going to take down your phone number and, better yet, your email address. And then the publicist will contact you and transfer you a secure link. I'm good. And where you'll be able to download a copy of the book. And, you know, if you've got an iPad, it's not the same as having the real deal, but boy, it's second best. Sandra, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being on the show. Wish you a happy weekend. And as busy as you are, I hope your cooking demo and book signing tonight goes well.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Always a great time talking with you.
Thank you. Okay, folks, Sandra Gutierrez wrote the book. You can get a digital copy right now by calling Max right here at the Odyssey Good Life Studio. And you remember the number? Come on, 316-869-1330. Call now.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.